know where you were?
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Around 6 p.m. on that day, do you recall where you were?
I do.
And where was that?
At Lorraine Hotel.
And your purpose of being there was what?
Visiting with Dr. King, and I was his lawyer.
Represented Dr. King?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Eskridge, I'm going to ask you to come down, if you will, please, sir. Let me show you a mock-up of that morning. If you will, if you'll take the corner, Mr. Eskridge, and orient yourself a little bit, please. Around 6 p.m. on that date, where were you located, sir?
All right, Mr. Eskridge, so you'll be I was standing in the courtway, looking up at the door at 306, as if the room 306 is, I would have been about here.
All right, so now at that time, were you engaged in Dr. King in conversation, anything like that, Mr. Eskridge?
Well, at 6 o'clock, he came out of the room. I was waiting him to go to dinner. I was in the car. The driver of the car was standing in front of me. We were both on the left-hand side of the car. The Reverend Andrew Young was on the right-hand side of the car. At any moment, we were expecting Dr. King to come from the room. He opened the door, and he came out one time, and he said something about Joe Jeffy. We were ready to go. He went back in. And a few minutes later, he came out with his coat on. And he put his coat on and put his hands on the rail. And leaned over the rail and said, okay, start the car. And whereupon, the sound came from my right ear and said, ding! And I looked to my left rear to see what it was. And I turned back and looked and he was on his left.
Jesse, when you turn to your left, if you look back over towards the looming now, say it's shown on the mock-up.
I did.
Do you see anybody moving about over there at that time?
I did not.
All right, now when you turn back, you saw Dr. King fall out on the balcony, is that right?
That's right.
Did you go to the hospital with Dr. King?
I did.
And at that time, were you informed that he was dead?
I was.
Did you attend his funeral, Mr. Eskridge?
I did.
And that funeral took place where?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Exhibit this case and ask you if that is the body that you saw what, if anything, did you do in relation to that box?
An autopsy was performed.
And an autopsy is what?
An autopsy is a scientific and systematic examination of the body after death in order to determine any wounds, injuries, or diseases present on the body.
Will you tell us what your examination reflects, Dr. Francisco?
The examination revealed a gunshot wound to the right side of the face, passing through the jaw, into the neck, through the spinal cord at the base of the neck, with the bullet lodging beneath the skin, near the shoulder blade on the left.
Cause of death was what, Dr. Francisco?
A gunshot wound to the cervical and thoracic spinal cord.
The medical opinion, how soon did that death occur?
Shortly after death.
Mm-hmm. Did you recover anything from the body, Dr. Francisco?
Yes.
I'm going to show you a object and ask if you can identify those.
Yes.
And what is that place?
This is the bullet that was removed from the body at the time of the autopsy.
What, if anything, did you do with that bullet, Dr. Francisco, that you recovered?
This bullet was identified by number and delivered to a representative of the police department.
Dr. Francisco, pursuant to the incident, first let me ask you, would you give me an angle of the gentleman, the jury, an angle of that wound, doctor, say on your own body, if you would, please?
This, the angle was from above downward, from right to left, passing through the chin, base of the neck, spinal cord, to the back. An angle of something about like this from the back.
Pursuant to our instructions, Dr. Francisco, did you visit the scene?
Yes.
And did you make certain tests that they are observations at the scene?
Yes.
Dr. Francisco, I ask you to step down, please, and have some more of the box up there. The test, Dr. Francisco, were what, please?
The test included going to the floor. Going to the floor of the hotel. This area. Going to the room over here, from this point in the room to this location on the hotel balcony, and viewing from the back of the room in this area of the hotel.
By the way, that doctor, you were angling from the room in the rooming house to the balcony, is that correct?
That's correct.
And then angling from the back on the ground of the rooming house to the balcony, is that correct? This one was consistent with the angle of what was not the angle of the location of the wing. If you recall the hour, 6 p.m. on that day.
I do, sir.
And your location at that time?
I was at police headquarters at that time.
Inspector, what, if anything, occurred?
I heard a broadcast on the radio that Dr. Martin Luther King had been shot at the Lorraine Motel.
What did you do?
I immediately went to the Lorraine Motel.
And when you got down there, did you, or were you the commanding officer in charge of the scene at that time, Inspector?
I was.
Did you issue certain instructions and have photographs and things of that kind, Inspector?
I did.
Did you tell men to start to make an investigation of that area, is that correct, Inspector?
I did, yes.
Inspector, I'm going to ask you if you went up to Main Street at that time.
I did.
And will you step down, please, so we might all know what I did. In regard to Main Street on the mock-up, Inspector, did you find anything of base in particular in front of tonight's meeting? Would you point that out and let these gentlemen of the jury be able to confirm? Go into the zipper bag.